A resident of Uweru community, Mr. Dennis Ere, said the people who are mainly farmers have been forced to sit at home since the incident on February 13th last month, while urging the relevant authorities in the state and the federation to come to their aid.
Everybody's in the town now. Nobody's going to bush right now. So government is supposed to come to our aid to settle this in and let our people go back to the forest. It's only the farm we used to survive here.
Wife of one of the victims, Janet Ochuko, who spoke in Urhobo language, narrated how she lost her husband at the farm during the attacks, noting she was yet to recover from the painful event.
Both of them went to the bush.
Before you look, they don't attack them.
26-year-old Divine Ogenewegba, whose husband was killed, leaving her with three children, said they have gone through a difficult time since the demise of the breadwinner of the family.
It's time for the family. Even though he's going to school, it's time for us. He went to that side to work.
A youth, Mr. Samson Abura, also recounted how his brother was hit around the neck by the bullets of soldiers on peacekeeping mission during the 3 days of unrest. Meanwhile, Delta State Government, led by the Secretary to the State Government, Mr. Chiedu Ebie, visited Uweru community to announce the provision of over 17 million naira to the affected persons, which included a 10 million naira educational fund for children of the victims.
We must lend a hand of support to those who have lost their loved ones. To this end, the Delta State Government will be supporting the Uweru Victims Endowment Education Fund with the sum of 10 million naira.
He added that 700,000 naira was also provided for the next of kin of each of the 10 victims, while 750,000 naira was issued to the lone survivor. In Asaba, Ogenero Ewere, Radio Nigeria.